Okay, so I want to say over something, Shmuz, or Shmuz Mahal, and things that I heard from the Mashgiach Zatzal, and then, and it's in the Sefer with more Pratim, so it's in Matnas Chaim Chelek and the Mamarim also. So it's Negea to the Parsha, and Negea to the Matzav, and Negea to Yungalite, and let's speak it out. So it's pretty well known that in the first four or five Mamorim, the Rambam maybe knows, in the Chochma Musar from the Altar of Kelm, he speaks about the need of Naisa Boilam Chaveira. And it's like the first five or six Mamorim over there, and he proves the Midah, he speaks very much Barichas on the Inyanim, the Psukim, the Parsha, that show us that the Ikar Midah of Moshe Rabbeinu that the Torah speaks about is a midah of naisa ba'oil. Mashgiach said that it's interesting that the first 70 ma'amarim in that sefer was written by Rabbi Yerucham, and he put it in that order specifically. And Rav Olba said that Rabbi Yerucham told him that he had a very specific cheshbon why he put it in that order, because that's the first midah you have to know about. Okay, so. What do you find in Moshe Rabbeinu? He says the first thing that we find in Moshe Rabbeinu is Vayidal Moshe Vayar B'Siv Loisam and Vayetze Nasan Ena V'Liboy Liyos Meitzer Aleihem. So that's one darga. He was nice about with the Tzibor, with Klal Yisrael, to be Yar B'Siv Loisam Nasan Ena V'Liboy. So he wanted to understand their Tzar. Then he says it wasn't enough the tzar of the tzibor. It was also each yachid. It says vayar ish mitzri make ish ivri me echav. So it's dargas in this midah is the whole tzibor, and then thinking about each yachid. Then it was another darga of shnei yisraelim nitzim, that even amongst themselves, like sometimes okay fine, you know, work it out amongst yourself. It wasn't a mitzri. So Nachadarga, and then even when he went out to Midian, which Bechal wasn't his matziv, like what of a sepas he should mix in over there, and he sees that the Royim are mistreating the Benois Yisroi, so he gets involved over there also. This is all this midah of Noisa Ba'oil, to feel the tsar of Yenim. And that's the Inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu. Memela, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu Davka became a Roya. Because the Medrash says, Moshe Haya Roya, is that the Inyan of a Midah of a Roya is that a good Roya understands what's needed for each of the sheep. If he just gives one thing, he puts a thing of food down, and the strong ones get it, and the weak ones don't get it. So he's not; it's not a good roya. He has to be able to make sure that each one gets it. And the Medrash points out, the Medrash says, Meirich, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Moshe Rabbeinu saw that there was one gedi wasn't going to the water, and he brought him on his shoulder there. So he was misyaches to each yachid v'yachid, and that's the midah of the roya, and that's why. That's why the Avos chose this Inyan of Aroya specifically. And he says that how do we know? So this Lamaisa, you have that there's some Gdolim that they only come out of their, they only become well known mamish late in their life. They could be 75, 80 years old. And that's when they all of a sudden become, they have a new, whole new life ahead of them. This whole, they become like more well known, whatever. So then you want to read about their life. So I know about, you know, whatever we saw in the last 10 years, 15 years. So you want to know, so what did they do for the first 80 years of their life? How did they get, how did they become this? So the way they become, you know, so you read. The first, you know, so you read about, you know, when he was a bacher, and then he learned, and he was a smada, and this, and okay, so that's how he became it. Sometimes they don't tell you how they became it, and then okay, so but someone came on me the other day, and the Rimnitzer Rebbe, the Rimnitzer Rebbe was gewaldig bucky in Shas and Shulchan Aruch. You're surprised. What, you think that you just become a magician? I mean, you can't, there's no, you can't, you're not Dovak to Torah. Of course, you, like, why is it? But the Lamaise, no book you'll read about the Rimnitzer Rebbe talks about anything. It just talks about Nisim. I won't say what he did for the first, till he did Moifsim, he didn't sleep. Well, not like week to week, never. He's never slept on he was in basement, he didn't eat anything. He was Dovak Batara Shen Kamayo. So yeah, so then you become, you know, you can't so you wanna know, so how did Moshe Rabbeinu become Moshe Rabbeinu, Lamaisa? So what happened? So the Torah doesn't say anything. The only thing that Torah is Megal is this Midah. This is the Midah why the Torah is telling us to learn from. This is what the Torah tells us about Moshe Rabbeinu, how he became Moshe Rabbeinu until he was 80 years old. Now, how do we know if he was right? So he focused on this. This was an avodah. This was his Midah. So he says the first Gilui Shechina he got was Gufa Nesneh. Why was it Nesgal B'Sneh? So Chazal say it was Nesgal B'Sneh because of Ima Enochi B'Tzara. The Klai Yisrael's B'Tzara, so Hashem comes in a Sneh. That means that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is being megala to him in that midah that he was in his in the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nesias Oil. That was the midah that was through which a Kodesh Baruch Hu was megala himself to. This was the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the midah of Rabban Shekol Yisrael. This is this inyan. Now. So I always had a question that, so it's taka a good midah if a person, it's a high darga that a person should feel the tsar of Yanim. What's you supposed to do if you don't feel it? Okay, so I'm not on that level. I'm more of after l'rachakamaycha. No, you have to be nice and ain of a libo. You have to go think about and be sit down and think about what a person's going through and what a tzar they're going through. So, what's the point, really, Lamaisa? You're just going to get depressed? Like, what's really... I understand the hergish of it, but, like, a person's... I don't feel that bad. No, start feeling bad about it. You have to feel bad about it. You have to go and be nice and ain of a libo and think... So, is that true? Is it not true? And if it is true, what's pshat? Like, why... What's the mile of that? Is it just a way to like... So, number one. Number two is, Chazal say that it's from the Midah Shatara Niknes Bohem. It's one of the Memches Kinyani HaTorah. What does that have to do with Kinyani HaTorah? So the first question of, do you have to go and be Mizboinen and think? And so, Mishkiyas Gevaldik Araya, that it says... When a Keshbog is Megala, right after in Parshas Mishpatim, right after Matan Torah, is Megala to his Misgat Megala to Klal Yisrael in Livin as a Sapir. So Rashi says, He Haisa Lefonov Bishas Hashibud Lizkor Tzarosan Shel Yisrael. Keshbog did not want to be Messiah Das from the Tzar of Klal Yisrael. So he put Livnas HaSapir Lefonov so that he should feel the Tzar Kav Yochel, whatever that means, obviously means for us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Zikaron for himself. He shouldn't forget the Tzar that Klal Yisrael is going through. That the Midah is, the Goydal Achiv of this Midah is that a person should taka want to feel the Tzar of the other person. Now, what about but still, so what's the inyan, and what is the shaykhis to the Kinyani HaTorah? So he brings over here basically five mahalchim, one per minute, I guess. Why is the inyan of Nesias Oil a chelik from the Kinyani HaTorah, and two of them are mamash very, very negeah to this matzah, the matzah we're in now. One of them, he says, is not directly related to the Kinyani HaTorah. There's a mahalach that the kinyan Torah, not about Torah specifically, it's about the type of person that the Torah will be mizdavik with. It's not that it's going to help you learn better, but it's that the Torah doesn't want to go to somebody that's not avalach to bejochav, has not min b'minoi with the Torah, which is chad with kuchu b'richu. So memela, a person that has this midah that he's self-centered and thinks about himself, can't feel that tzar v'yenim is not... It's too dissimilar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's too far away to be a person that could be mizdavik, that the Torah will want to stay with him. But not directly about the learning. The other mahalach is, Ruach Chaim says, that a person can think about what the other person is feeling. He could also think about what the other person's thinking, and he could be... It will help him learn from other people, basically. It will help him be soivel what the other person has to say because he's willing to be misyachas to the other person. So he's misyachas to someone else, so that's going to help him shtag b'taras. So it's more like the midah of a Talmud or a midah of a Chavrusa, or a person is able to more be soivel what something which is not what he thought. And memela, it's a midah in the learning itself. Then he brings a mahalach from the Alt of Kelm. This is Shekel Tifa Mahalach. I'm not sure I understand it really. I'll say it over. That basically, like we said before, from Maisa Livnas Asapir, and Nasan Enav Alibo Elias Meitzar Aleim, that the Dargo of the Nois Nisias Be'oil is that a person, if a person comes and says, look, this is my matzav, my I lost my job and I lost my this, and people are sick in my family, and a person has rachmanas on them and he gives them money or he tries to help them, so he says that's not nesias oil, that's rachmanas. Rachmanim got poshut rachmanas on the person. The nesias oil is when the person's not in front of you and you're not thinking about him and there's no reason to think about him, and you are now using a koyach which is not mitzad what's in front of you, trying to bring in something else from the outside. Your mitzayer, what the tzar is. So a person that's able to do that, that goes beyond the pashtus of what it says or what the matzav in front of him, and he thinks and he's able to take that matzav and think about it and be mitzayer to himself. So for whatever reason, he says that's a similar midah that you need to be able to, in learning, will help a person train themselves not to take things at face value either. So he says over there. You can read what he says. He says a little tiefer than that, but that's okay. And then the other two mahalchim is very sadistic. He says like this. He says one is from the Maral, and he says that a person as a yachid cannot be zoichet to Torah. Because Torah was not given to Yechidim. Torah was given to a tzibur, to a klal. The nekuda of the midah of the Nesias oil is that a person is misyachas to them, is able to get out of their self-centeredness and feel that they're part of the tzibur, part of the klal. So when a person is misboinen about the tzar of the other person, what are they really doing? They're trying to get themselves depressed. Not trying to get themselves depressed. They're trying to make themselves feel like that person is my family, that person is going through something, and I'm part of that also. It's not being misbunden on the tsar, it's being misbunden on how much that tsar is going to get to me. If that person's feeling that way, and it should make me feel a certain way also, because I'm part of that, of the klal. The midah is a change of the way a person views themselves. Am I just a yachid and I'm going about my way? Or there's people out there, and everyone out there, I'm part of the klal with them. And memela, the more a person gets out of their own and becomes part of the klal, the more they're shaykh to Torah. Torah is not given that a yachid should get the Torah. The Torah is given only to the klal, to klal Yisrael. And memela, the midah nesias oil mamish, Yisoid is dik in being zoichet to Torah, because a person has to be able to get a klal, become part of the klal. So lemaisa, it is mutl on us to certain. Let's go to the next point. Next point, he says davar nifla. He himself says this mahalach. Shtickle, like I don't know. interesting. But he says that the Midah Nesiyas oil can propel a person to a whole new level in learning. Why? He says, because, and he said it because a person has to be a maimon. A person has to be maimon in the Koyach HaTorah. A person has to be maimon in their Koyach that they can be maimon. What Ruchaim Volozhiner says that the Koyach HaTorah keeps the world going, and the Koyach HaTorah is the greatest hashpah of Toiv in the world. So if a person says to themselves, what would I rather? Torah or I don't know, take it easy or whatever. Okay, so maybe for me, I'd rather take it easy. But a person realizes the Welt needs his Torah, and the people around him need his Torah. And every time that that the Koyach HaTorah holds up the world, if a person knows these two things and he believes them, number one, I'm noise of oil, I see what people are going through, and I understand what's going on, and I see myself as part of the klal. And number two, he believes in the Koyach HaTorah. He's a maimon, so how could he not learn with all of his koiches? It would be impossible. The midah of nesiyas oil, if a person has the real emuna, as he says, then in ma'aminim adonish, are you maimon or not? If a person is a maimon, so they would understand that the Torah is what's keeping the world going. So I'm a nesiyas oil, and I'm a maimon in Torah. So what's going on? So why are things not pushing me to use all my koiches for learning? That was his pshat in why Nesiyas Ba'oil is from the Kinyan HaTorah. So these two things, the Maisa, is that everyone said, you know, there's a war going on and we get used to it. But fakir is the more that goes on, the more it's worse and worse, and the more that there's things going on, the more that there's more people that are bizarre and balvelus and in dangerous matzavim. And I don't know if a person sat down for 5 minutes and thought to themselves what they would feel like, what a person would feel like, a parent would feel like when their son is bepachad that they're not going to come back, or they would come back and they're only wounded, so they don't have a leg anymore. And what sorrow would a person go through when they don't know where their family members are, or when they're being bombarded for? So, this is gavaldika tsar. So good. So that's a midah. So a person works on that and thinks about it, and it should be more a certain amount of tsar. But the point is not the tsar. The point is, okay, so now how can I help? What's my achrayis? So like Mashgiach is saying, so the nisa ba'oil is gufa machayev hischaskus in learning, and a mischaskus to what we are status, which is, this is our status, the most we can do, and to be a mensch, that's a person for the klal, and understand that this is, for us, this is how it expresses itself, and that can be a gewaltiges chus for ourselves and for klal Yisrael, Hashem, should be a leaf in the Shema and Mashgiach.